Matura Exam 3 Basic. Exercise 2, page 48. Recording 1.
I used to dread driving to work every morning. My office is only around 5 kilometres away, but the traffic was so bad that I had to give myself a whole hour to make it on time. Then around a year ago, I heard a radio interview with an environmentalist who spoke about carbon dioxide emissions from cars. It shocked me so much that I have been walking to work ever since. It still takes me an hour to go to work, but at least I'm not adding to the problem of air pollution. Plus, I'm saving a lot of money on petrol.
Recording 2.
Now, everyone, if you look on the right of the bus, you will see Mount Etna. It is one of Italy's 3 active volcanoes. But don't worry, scientists claim that it is highly unlikely that there will be a serious eruption from Mount Etna again. It is quite common, though, for small eruptions to occur. On January 27th in 2014, for example, there was a small eruption that spewed out small streams of lava and filled the sky with volcanic ash. On such occasions, though, the locals take little notice and simply get on with their day.
Recording 3.
In the winter, it's not uncommon for poor families to have to decide between spending their money on food or heat. It's a time of year when many families need a helping hand, and now you can do your part. Chester Food Bank is a registered charity which provides the poor with basic foodstuffs so that they can prepare a healthy meal in their homes. In supermarkets all around Chester, we have installed baskets for you to donate items to. See our website for a list of the items we prefer. We also accept cash donations through our website.
Recording 4.
Hi, Kerry. Can I sit next to you?
Hi, Sam. Yes, of course. So, are you here to research for your presentation on renewable energy?
Yes, I'm trying to get some information on wind turbines. I've seen them in the countryside and I thought it would be an interesting topic.
Yes, it sounds like it. I'm doing my presentation on solar power. I've just been to the computer lab and found a lot of information online.
Yes, I plan to go there too, but I'd like to see what I can find here first.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing your presentation. Good luck with it. I have to return these books now before I go home.
Okay, see you later.
Recording 5.
And now for European news. An earthquake reaching 5.8 on the Richter scale has hit the Greek island of Kefalonia. Numerous buildings and roads have been damaged, and 7 people have been seriously injured. The event was followed by a series of minor aftershocks, with many islanders choosing to gather in open fields for hours instead of returning to their homes. Local politician Angelos Spetsis, who was one such islander, claimed that affected residents will be provided with financial assistance to repair their homes.
Recording 6.
Hello, Sophie. I haven't seen you since you started your new job. How's it going?
Hi, Andy. Well, to be honest, I'm not enjoying it very much.
But I thought working in a fashion magazine was your dream job.
It is, but not for this magazine. To put it bluntly, I'm facing a lot of workplace bullying there. My colleagues are always joking about my rural accent. It's very upsetting sometimes.
That's awful. Have you considered quitting?
Well, if I did that, I would just let the bullies win. Plus, it wouldn't look good on my CV.
In that case, you should report it to whoever supervises your work.
Yes, perhaps you're right.